Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Ron Wilson with NLI Radio, and that's Neurolinguistic Innovation. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching, Common Sense Politically Incorrect, and several other things. I'm a published author and got CDs, Letting Go, Sunrise Meditation. These CDs are different, but they're actually life-expanding. And that's what they're really there for, is to uncomplicate your life. And when you uncomplicate your life, you uncomplicate your mind. And with this country and the world, it's so busy overthinking everything, it's unbelievable. And that's what's happening now. Everybody overthinks everything. We're over economy and everything else right now. Well, good evening. The microwave towers in the world is having their own Mercury retrograde, and we're in Mercury retrograde, and it really messes with computers and electronics. And I've had it all day long. It's been an interesting time, and we're under a new full moon starting Thursday. And, you know, it's just an exciting time to be alive. But the thing is it really reaches it raises a lot of havoc with everything, and it really does. But here's the thing. You have to open your eyes to your own talents. But we complicate everything. And today, in an under easy energy, and such as a situation we're going through in life today, people are afraid and they're scared and they don't know what to do. They're looking for help and their mind is racing. And in the coaching world, in the spiritual world, we are actually ingraining that more because we really open people up, but yet we're really trying to tell people we have their pathway and nobody has anybody's pathway. What we can openly do is ask you questions to move your life forward, because we don't know your life path and we don't understand it as the way we think we do. And there's a lot of stuff going on, but, you know, are you forgiving? Are you being balanced? Are you being whole? Are you doing this? You're doing that. See how busy you make your mind and you're trying to do all them things? And all it does is confuse you and make you angry and frustrated because you don't relax. And when you relax, you'll open out a new thing. But to relax, you really have to open out new things in your life, because unless you open up new things, your mind is going to stay very busy and very hunkered down in the same thing. And that's what's happening now. We're all wanting change. That's the trouble. We want change, and changes circling are just culminating hapless apathy, getting evicted from your gate of life. And that's all there is to this. And see, when our minds get so wound up in everything that's going on, we really forget to play our game of life and open our eyes to our talent. If you're employed by an employer and you're still employed today, you have an innate talent that moves that company forward. They see it more than you do. And if you're complaining about your job, you're complaining about your own apathy and your own unwillingness to see your own talent. And that is kind of where the world is today. Afraid of everything in every way, because to be unafraid, you'd have to open up a new way of thinking and a new way of living. And you have to really, really stop yourself from being so busy on the inside to relax on the outside. And how do you run around trying to keep up with the Joneses or keep up with somebody just to feel good and look good? And that's where the world is today. Everybody is afraid of something new. Because to do something new, you have to be an inventor or an innovative person. And we lack the courage today because society is so ingrained with everything other than what we really experience. Life lets us down. But we let ourselves down more than anything else because we really never ever want to see ourselves, but we lack the desire to see ourselves. That's like taking a shower with a raincoat on. And that is what trying to stay balanced and whole. If you're listening and present in where you're at in the moment, where you're at in your life, but if you're paying attention to the people and the activities in front of you, you're seeing your dreams unfold. But we're afraid to see the dreams because we want this miraculous thing to move forward. And it's like the United States Olympic Committee. They are using China to make their uniform. That's how out of whack this country comes. You know, college education, to me, has really lessened the patriotism because they see a cheap way to go rather than support the country. We've as lost our ethics, morals, and patriotism as much as anything in this economic shutdown. You know, the Olympic Committee, I love our athletes. But I don't like the Olympic Committee because they've taken the pride of America and give it to a really kind of the capitalistic, communistic country. And there's nothing wrong with China. They are who they are. They don't hide. But our people looking for the cheap deal, sending American flags and things made by communism. We spend so much money. Now if we can make a dollar, there's nothing illegal in the world. You know, we had a coal mine accident here a few years ago, 28 people. That guy made $100 million, but he got to kill 28 people. I'm sorry, but that gentleman is a very disingenuous. He can have money, but that don't make him have honor and integrity, and that's what we've really lost in this country. But the Olympic Committee, college education, to me, has lessened the patriotism and open it out and increase the greed. And that's something I see. And maybe I'm looking at it wrong, but to me, that is exactly what I see. And if we can make a dollar, human life means nothing to most businesses. I worked in the oil field 9 years, and that's a cold-hearted place. And, you know, I watch business. When we go into a job as electrician, we sat through anywhere from 4 hours to 20 hours of orientation. And before the ink is dry on the form, you walk out. None of what they say in the orientation is true. If it costs a dollar for safety more than basic stuff, they'll throw $1 million to have no safety. And they'll say they had a safety program. And that's where this country really lacks in everything. And I've noticed something about the unions. The unions don't have the craftsmen they used to have. Ever since 2003, you can see this country going down. If you step back and look, 2001 was the opening, but 2003 was the beginning. And I really see that in the construction trade and in my life. But I also see it because they got us going busier, working harder for less, higher output. And that has a lot to do with the gold standard. It really, really does. Because when your money has a solid backing, it's solid cash. But where our money is just paper, and that's all it is. And paper has no value, it has 9.6 cents value. And that, if you look at the value of our money, you'll see our moral and ethical values match it. And that is something we really have to expand out of here today and really let go of, because we really have to choose to open up. Innovation will move the world forward. Bartering with each other, communicating with each other, because we've become a communicating less, we don't communicate no more. We've become a communication less society. We've become texting, computers, and we can hide behind anything because that's what we do. But see, here's the thing. It used to be the Olympics. We sent our athlete to the world. And to this year, we're sending our athletes to the world with a communistic country built, making our uniforms. How does that make you feel? And that's the way the whole country really is. If we can save a dime, we don't care about the people. And that's what college, to me, that's what business, college business courses teach. As long as you're making money, don't care about the people. And that's what I've really witnessed in this country. Until we expand out of the college medicated, educated system we're in and into a moral and ethical pioneer and innovative situation, and how are you letting the greed and the need in your life limit your intuitive and your innovative talents? So how are we really setting back and really not disliking ourselves because we know there's something that's gone awry, but we don't know how to pry and ask the questions to move us forward? The unions have lost their way desperately. There's something I've really learned about the union, and I opened my eyes to the last few years. They'll protect people that have challenges, and they'll allow the people, they fear the people that they show up every day, and the absenteeism in the work ethic sometimes is not there, and other times it's just outstanding. But it's letting go of thinking we own the world and the world is only for us. We're all guests in the world, and that's where we're at. We're a guest. Getting back to the union, Ed Hill, the IBEW president, he has no backbone to lead us anywhere. And that is something we have to look at, but it's not Ed Hill's fault. It's a membership. It's just like this country. This is not the situation in this country right now, and even with the Olympic Committee, the citizens are allowing it, and that's what's happened in the union. They've allowed the leadership. See, we have this ethical thing in the workers. If we work for somebody and they pay us, we do our best job. But we pay politicians, and their best people is the people who give them campaign contributions. And how is that in your life? You'll do something for money to overlook your talent. That is something we really have to open up to. And, you know, the news today shows the economy had its burst in the early part of the year. We're going into summer and the unemployment rate should be coming down, and it's not. And that's because people are waiting for corporate America, who has no use for the American people except for protecting their offshore stuff. We have to open our eyes, people, to the world, and to see ourselves as the innovators. And all the stuff about the unions and the politicians and college education, that has nothing to do with your talent. You are the talented one. And we are so afraid of our talent, we hide behind everything. Am I guilty? Yes, I am. See, I don't get to talk about this and think I'm all perfect and everything. I'm the most imperfect person in the world, but I'm perfect in my journey to expand my sand, understand I can unleash some canonized abilities to walk through life with a culminating capability to live my sire desires. And that's really where the world gets messed up in, is we're waiting rather than trusting. And we have faith and belief and respect and all these other words that are meaningless. When you trust your listening abilities, trust your talent, you will move your life forward. It's when you trust yourself and your abilities, and your abilities to expand your wisdom, to unleash new wisdom, to expand through a situation. Would you rather know something or have always on the prowl for new wisdom to enter your life? So you tell yourself this. What are you looking for? That is the challenge we all face, is what are we looking for? And what are we afraid to see in the world? People, I read this on Facebook, I stay away from negative people, and I stay away from this, and I have boundaries. So basically, you fear seeing yourself in the mirror. When you see somebody that makes you uneasy and you don't like what you're doing, that's your deepest inner self showing you your own inadequacy. And that is something we have to open up into. You know, the country has got some severe challenges coming. But we also have the people to expand through it. The blue collar will have to lead the white collar through the challenges because we have the physical ability to maintain and do things that that most white collar people think is below them. You know, this country was expanded with blood, sweat, and tears. Well, blood and sweat and tears are coming back because we're going to have to physically enamor our inner energy to exuberantly expand the world, because it's going to take people with new innovation. And we may get back to the simplicities of life. Who knows? But who cares? It's a journey of expansion. It's when you let go of the college medication and the corporate cloning and try to quit being on the bone of the corporation, you're going to move your life forward. Because the corporate America, they laugh all the way to the bank at the American people. And people are opening their eyes, but are you opening your eyes? That's the question. Opening your eyes to your talisman talent to expand the world. You know, business college is good when you use it for a guide. But what is the key to wealth and success? People. People buying your product. And the world is getting more and more away from spending freely and getting more and more into life as we expand and understand and to move our life forward and go in a new way. But what are you afraid of? And what are you fearing in your life? And how are you trying to think, if I only had a college education? Everything a college person learns in college, you can learn on the internet. There is courses and there are people writing stuff every day to expand your wisdom and to teach you about marketing and things like that. When you choose you can go on the internet and learn everything that a college person is. And, you know, a lot of the small businesses, they're not college educated. They're just common, ordinary people. Some of the most successful people never graduated college. Microsoft, Bill Gates. But there's also a lot of small contractors out there that started out from nothing. And if you look at the world today, the college medication actually would mess up a one-car parade as far as I'm concerned. They cost us a lot of money because they don't understand the physical. They understand the book. You can take a book, but it'll take your life, but you can use the book to guide your life and open yourself to a new paradigm. But it's really up to you and me to expand the universe, and we stop waiting for people to live their life, because we're going to engage in our inner sage and expand who we are to live in the far reaches of success. Wealth and success is only as far away as your talent. And what is the talent? It's inside you. That is something you have to really, really become aware of and open to, is really expanding that to engage in everything else you desire. So what do you feel is your most innate talent, and what are you really bad at, and how is your bad, what you think you're bad at, actually a talent you didn't understand you had when you engage in learning that talent and expanding out of and in that talent? How do you feel about engaging that talent in your everyday life? How do you really feel about that? How will you open up new paradigms and new everything when you let go of that and really see who you are? Because anybody can do nothing. And everybody can become homeless and wallow in homelessness. But that's just giving in to the outside sources and into society's way of thinking. When you engage in yourself, and is there people out there having challenges? You bet. But however, how is the public and us 50% of the solution, a problem, and or 33% of the problem, the business world 33% of the problem, and the government 33%. We're all equals, and we're all partners in this. But what are you afraid to engage in? And how do you feel that somebody owes you something when nobody owes you nothing? And stuff like that. So what do you see happening down there? And see what's going on down there. And seeing what's going on throughout the world. And when you quit disengaging in it and doing things, life will move forward. How is it when you disallow things to happen that it really does happen? The more you think about what you don't want to happen, happen. And you're really afraid to feel the security of allowing it to happen by focusing on it. You know, this country is so at dis-ease with itself, it's really having an influx of poverty consciousness, because we're afraid to make money or live a normal life without all the fast cars and everything in it. So you tell your ask yourself, what is it that you're truly afraid of in life, and how will you move your life forward? And what else is happening in your life? And what won't you do in your life that you're willing to do? What makes you uncomfortable about seeing your talent? Because that's what this really comes down to. You're uncomfortable in realizing your talent. You know, for me, the easiest thing I do is go to work as an electrician, because I understand the rules. My coaching now, that's my passion and my writing, because I have no rule. I expand people. And that is something I'm really, really enjoying, is expanding people's wisdom. And that is where my passion is. I love to unleash people's talents, and people have talent beyond their wildest dreams. But how are you afraid to dream because you never realize them? And everybody says they're stupid, and you tell people, and they say, wow, that's wacky. Don't tell people your dream. They're your heart. Tell people that have lived their dreams, and tell people that are successful, and people that are clairvoyant, the soothsayers of the world. Explain it to them and allow them to expand and energize your dreams. Because most people will tell you you can't live in total fear. Fear of losing you, fear that you might be successful, fear of everything. Let go of the fears and open your fear to understand fears and expanding astute revelation. Unleashing canonized abilities to realize life in galvanizing gusto. That is you. And I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Innovative. Innovation Coaching, and my website's cowboy-wisdom.com. Email rob@cowboy-wisdom.com, and my phone number is 702-755-9410. Please allow yourself the freedom to expand who you are, and let go of thinking you have to be college educated or you have to fit into society. Open your eyes to your talent and then go discover and uncover the wealth of wisdom within yourself, and you'll expand your life into crisp new ways of living. And the only one that can hold you back is you, because you're trying to fit into somebody else's way you think you should live. And you accept their way of life. And that's the thing. We've accepted the college medicated way and the corporate cloning way rather than pioneering our forthright frontiers and ingenuity to move forward. This country will become pioneers again out of the situation we're in. And when you open your eyes to your talents, you really expand who you are. But it's you opening your eyes to your talents rather than looking at how good everybody else is. That's what all the super pros did, is they realized their own talent. And I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching, and I will see you Thursday night with Shelley Overton as my guest. Until then, may your life be as blessed as you are a blessing to me and the universe. And open your eyes to see what little talent, the talents you use at work or someplace in your life, and see how that is a way to open up your enterprising wise to see how good you are. And anyway, good night, and we'll see you Thursday night. Thank you.